We're holding less than 24 hours from the Ptire, from Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yashiv, the Hiltzadik, the Kodesh Livroche. And if all of us know and all of us feel is the God Lador, there's no Shaila about it. Everyone was in the Levaya. And everyone wants to feel connected to the Avelis. Connected to the Avelis from Evel Yechidi Asiloch, Teiro Teiro, Chig Risak, Hispalshi Beofo, Kimishesayich Umelachayich, Olchu Bashevi, that we don't have the Gdoilim. And Mitzad Sheini, it's very hard for a lot of us to connect to the Avelis. I want to speak really very practical, very lemaisadik. You know, everyone is masking to sit now. If you just give him a place to sit and cry for 5 hours, everyone is masking to cry. But because, especially, I'll try to explain it a little bit. You know, Yashi was over 100 years old and sick already. So people a lot of the time, the Metzias, don't feel the connection to be Mis'abel K'mo Yishetzorich. And we know, Talmud Chochem, Chayev Kol Odom, Sheyach Le'atzmoy, V'yaspid Atzmoy Olov. So I want maybe together to go a little bit Avada before we start. Chazal say, Kol Mishoimer Ma'ahani Li Rabbonon Areyu B'chlal Apikoyres. Chazal say, if a person says to himself, wasn't a minute to me. Anyway, I didn't have shaykhis to him. So he was niftar areyu b'chlal apikoyres. Because Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent shluchim to Eretz Yisrael, l'roi sayesh bo eitzi mayin, im yesh lov odom shemegin al doiroi was iyoiv, when a chochom is with us, he's megin on every yochid, and every p'china, he's megin on the yochid. And when he's not with us together, we have a loss. This is every person gains from the Chochom, even when he doesn't have Shaychus to the Chochom. But I want a little bit more to be masbir. Chazal say, there was a Levaya von Rebbe, and noch the Levaya von Rebbe, Yotzo Basko il veomro, kol mishoho yokan mezumon lechaye oilo mabo, have ahu shivcho, that she was not in the Levaya, and she felt that she missed the oilo mabo. Everyone that was in the Levaya was Areyu Bechlal Ben Oilo Mabo. And while she missed the Levaya, she was not Bechlal Ben Oilo Mabo. So Chazal says, so she jumped from the roof. And while she jumped from the roof, she died. Yotzo Baskol, and he says, she's also Mezumah Lechai Oilo Mabo. I don't understand what this Chazal mean. What's it, the Pshat Kol HaMishtatef Be'evlo Shel Levaya Shel Rebbe was Zeichel Lechai Oilo Mabo? I want to explain a little bit. The mishtatef in the levaya doesn't mean stam, just to melabet, to lachlei kovet, to the Rebbe. It means to shtol tzutzo dodom godl. We had with us the last over 100 years, a odom godl, that the years Klal Yisrael didn't have such a odom godl. A odom godl, muro me'al, a manig of the ganze doir, Poisek of the ganze doir, Omel Beteiro from the ganze doir, Mas mit she'ein kedugmosoi, Porush mikol chaye oilo mabo, choylo maze. A person that was like a malach. Rabbi Yashiv learned every day 18 hours. This was the regular. 18 hours every day. Every night, he would wake up 2 o'clock, sit on his own in his house. I'm not speaking when he was 40, 50, when he was 90, and sat and learned from 2 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning, mit der ganze Starkheit. I saw once a video of it. Someone sneaked in and videoed him. I had a Yitzhar, I was showing to people, so I broke it. But I'm not having Yitzhar, because then I was no Shalal Daitai. Sitting and learning, no one is there. Only the walls. Omar Abaye gets up, takes out for 9 years old. Mamish Midaganze doesn't understand something, bangs his head on the table. Mamish Midaganze Starkat. 9 years old. Every day. Not when he's 20 years old, but as man in 6 hours. But as man in 8 hours when he's a bacher. 18 hours. 18 hours. Even when he's 90. 18 hours. No Shabbos afternoon. Not nothing. Sits and learns, Yoyimon Velaylo. He has an hour to answer people the most. Okay? 9 years old, at least, you know, everyone wants to come in. You know, Mach, he, it's a Ptur of Chesed. I don't know, Chaveira a little bit. Garnished. Nothing. He never knew when the kids are sick. His wife managed to hide it from him. He never knew they were sick. He never. Chaim Kanievsky's Rebbetzin said over that she had a kvius when her father was, when the electricity was off after Shkia, Shabbos afternoon, so he would walk with her and he would chaza his learning, and she had the right to walk near him. This was the time that she had Shaychas with her father. Aber Gonish, Mufka from the ganze Welt. What do you think, that he had an easy life? He lost, when he was in Geman, he lost 3 kids. Not speaking of the kids that he lost when he was older. 3 kids. 2 were sick, and if they would eat a little bit more, they would be healthy. It wasn't Nishgivan Parnasa, so he couldn't give them enough to eat, so they died. Person sometimes thinks, yeah, I have a hard life. That you'll never know to lose 1 kid, to lose 2 kids, to lose 3 kids. Was nothing. Was nothing there in the house. Was nothing what to eat. Garnish. But he sat and he learned day and night. Yoimon velayla. Nothing. He sat in his corner. Yoimon velayla. Yoimon velayla was masmi to learn Torah. And he knew everything. He knew everything. He was Kaddish. He was Kaddish. Before the Adias HaTorah, I had once, it was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, it was a Shailu Chamura Meoid. Shailu Chamura Meoid was such, was full with schmutz. It's mamish negea to a lot of families, achemish, in a lefi kvoida inyan. So, I went to Rabbi Eliashiv, I went to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso with the Paul Burta Mile Chachomim. We had to shtel the kashe. I couldn't say it in my words. So everything was written in 7 pages. And I told Rabbi Yashiv, you read loud, and every time I will point, the Shaila Mutala Baila, like this will go right and forth, and all the Shailas. And myself, Poshet, I speak of all the other Choshevet and Chachom that were there. The Mishpochet told me that after the Misasek in this Indian, for weeks, they couldn't learn. Such a fashmutz. Such dirty. I can't explain it. Shmir Shabbos Gilchosos, Rebbetzin told me, I think your husband went every day to the mikveh for a month to metar himself from this dirty story. I can't explain it. So, but, you know, it was no brayer. The only one that could have machriya was Rebbe Eliashiv. So, you go around to Rebbe Eliashiv. And I can't even say it over, it's so dirty. So, the Rebbe will read, and ich will fragen. Mutter also, suffering like this. And every time when he started to repeat, Rabbi Eliashiv, I never saw him, was giggling. And the more the story got dirty, Rabbi Eliashiv was giggling more. I'm a sugar now? A kranker? I'm a sugar now? And he was mamish. So I chap shot. You know, there was a mola maise, not a soil, that they burned. A store was a store of dirty clothes. That burned down. Then, they looked. Everyone was looking who it is. Then the police found it was a person who was mischazik, not frum, that became Balchuba, and he burned down the store. They gave him a very big punishment. So I remember I read an article somewhere then. So the question was, why punk that person? From Gantz Klal Yisrael, that person decided to burn it. Why no one else? It could be maybe people don't know what it means, Bichlal. People don't know where his existence is. It's a Kenzai. But the Teretz is, bothers you that someone sells dirty clothes in Tel Aviv? Bothers you? Bothers you. That guy that was there, it bothers him, the marshal. Some boys bothers them that some friends of them already leave a week early for the Zman, yeah? Why? They also want to leave. They're not leaving. So it bothers them, yeah? It's Alamol Lefida Madrega, yeah? Some people. Bothers you that are not from people are not married now? No. But it bothers you that that Choshev guy could hop around also a bit of Gishmak and also to the, it's already a little bit jealous of him. All of the Tamil Chachom that were Isaac and the Indian, that Shmutz disturbed them. Lefida Madregosom, Avade. Rabbi Yashi was Mufka from the ganze Welt. Mufka. Kodesh HaKadoshim. Gornish. Nothing stuck to him. Gornish. Don't want to go weiter. Remember, I was misasik then. Was the Sheitel story. The whole world was Rashi. You have it as Zohar. Nisht have it as Zohar. He passed what he passed. So the poor Choshev Tamid HaChomim from all over the world decided, you know, the Psak is Nisht Gerecht. So they learned of it as Zohar. Namish Be'iyun. With Alan Eisekeli. With Alts Poiskim. And they came to argue with Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv, I know from the Bnei Bais, they asked him the Shaila, he said, also Huta, he even didn't open Shulchan Aruch here or there to answer the Shaila. You know, he just passed him what he passed him. Then he came after Papir, Masech David Zorah, Be'iun, Kol HaTzorech, Medigan Tzestarkat, and they came to argue with Rabbi Yashiv. And he argued with him for an hour. He didn't open Rashbo Ritvora'o, Al Rishayim in the Sugyas, he never opened it. For years. This was Mishnose Isduroloi. Mishnose Isduroloi. Mishnose Isduroloi. Bekol Chelke Atoiro. Bekol Chelke Atoiro. And every prat. And every prat. People thought sometimes, every chumre, every little chumre. It's mamish. The last time that I was by him was maybe 3/4 a year ago. There's a shayla and mikvos, a very chomodik shayla and mikvos. We get the pasul and mikveh back 20 years. Chomodik shayla, thousands of people. And Rabbi Yashi said what he said. Chumra. And you know, I didn't know. I'm so happy that someone videoed it, and I'm planning to go tonight to see it again to get the chizuk. For an hour, we'll try to fight and to argue back and forth. It was Erev Shabbos in his house. And Kol HaTerekulo, Rav Vosner sent a letter, pushed it off the table. Noch one, come on. I don't have time, I'll see it later. Friday came after an hour, put it again. Mistake, it fell on the floor. After a couple of hours, he knew exactly every little chumre, what he wants. But I want to tell you what we have to learn from that. He sat in his corner for over 100 years and he learned. And he didn't try to be close to no one. I would say the opposite. Cold like I don't know what. It was different analogous. I was by different gedolim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to be the manning of Klal Yisrael. Not only that he didn't try. He did every step to make him not to become that one. Every mistake, you could say, yeah? That a person could do that the oil will not feel that they're interested. You went to do something, you felt he's doing you a favor, you know what I mean? He's not interested to look on you. You just spoil his time. You're wasting his time. But Teirem Mechazeros Al-Achsan Yeshua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the ganz klal Yisroel. Amud Ho-Yiro, and Yishgiven HaZazach, where we're Zoyche. You don't understand, it's such a schus. I don't know when you'll be Zoyche again. That the manik and the godl is the poisek. Not Alamol, it goes to Zaman. Not Alamol, it goes to Zaman. Rav Zilberstein said in the Levaya, that Rabbi Yashiv said once, I have such a cheshek to see the Mishnah, the Melech. Aber chamish can say, I'm mishubet in Rashba. Rashba in the sugi, I have to do again. Man, he said the Rashba 500 times already. Now the sugi, mid the Rashba, mid the Iyun. Mid the Iyun. His Rebbetzin asked him, you know, all of your life, I didn't let you to see the kids. The kids had temperature you never knew. You never knew nothing. Rabbi Lezer Shach comes and asks you to become involved in politics, and you ask him. Till 70 years old, I didn't let no one to pass through the door. Rav Lezer Shach came, and you let everyone go, Pitam, Degel, Midos, Pityans, the kids you didn't look on. I kept you for 70 years. What happened? He said, if you tell me one more person that is Omel Betoiro, and could get up in the middle of the night with pajamas and a Bismedrash, to come back in mistaken pajamas, to look a line in the Rashba and to go back, that person also, I will do what he tells me to do. The Chshivas by me is Amol HaShul Teire Be'iyun. This is what I'm Machshiv. This is what makes Teira to be Teira. Someone that is Omel B'Teira B'Yegiyasa. If you went to the Shiur, God Lador, doesn't stop to learn 18 hours a day. And he says the Shiur, Nochem Ola, Diyuk in a Hashmur, Nochem Ola, back and forth, and the Shiur that he would go to his Bismedrash. This is what he enjoyed, this is what he did. I know from one of the Heisbacher that was there, they had this new Gemoris, Mesifte. He would read every line. Every line. No, what they say, what Nochem Ola? Chazal said, commission, someone loves Torah. It doesn't stop, yeah? So they go to Lador. What the poor Yingelait put together, it's a Likut, yeah? Hashem Maram came, it's printed back in the Gemara. Every line, the top, the bottom, the oris, he would read everything. Every little line. Because this was his Cheshka Satere. Ah, Vasatere. I want to tell you. Chazal tell us, Uboi Tidbak. Yochu Uboi Bakudish Borchu, La'oiloi Ne'amar Eish Ochlohu. Hashem is fire. You can't be dovek. Elo yidabek b'talmidei chachomim. Yidabek b'talmidei chachomim. Rabbi Yashiv, the God Lador, Armanig, because he was Armanig from everyone, but all of us, especially the younger ones, was hard to get in. It was not a metzias to get in. He pushed you too. He said, you got a bracha, but it was hard to connect. Comes the Shas Aptire, and we want to connect. We want, and we have to. Chacham shel nispat ka'aloche, we have to. We have to connect. How we connect? It's something from a different world. He himself is Eish Ochlo. He himself is a ganze andere Welt. How we connect to it? How we have shaychus to that? About it, the stories will come out, there's hundreds of stories. And the amolo v'yigiyosa shel teiro, nish normal. Nish normal. But how we get to that? How we get to this? How we connect to it? The answer is, I heard from Adam Godel yesterday. It's a couple minutes after the Ptire. So they asked the Nunu, so what's up, Menitzta? So what Rabbi Yashiv will do now, we'll open a Gemara, right? This is the way we connect. I heard from Makor Musmach, I didn't check it, I didn't have time, that when they came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky yesterday to tell him that Rabbi Yashiv was Nifter, so he started to cry. There was a phone call from Rabbi Azriel, went to make the Levaya. The decision was decided to make by night. Then Rabbi Chaim again started to cry. He asked for his jacket. He wanted to tear a kriya. He made Dayan HaEmes B'Shem V'Malchus. He said because, even that he's not from the Shiva Kroivim, but because he was his Rebbe, that's the way he felt, so he could say, B'Shem V'Malchus. And he started to cry. And the Mekorovim decided, you know, they'll start to hear from him. Then he like hold himself a gemara. We start to learn. And what I understood, he said, this is the way. This is exactly. This is Rabbi Yashiv. This is the connection. And this is our tafkid. Mishahoyo be'alvayosei shel Rebbe mezumun lechayoylo mabo means yuchoy lekoved. The way yuchoy lekoved is not only the chalikas kovid, it's the hamshoche, in Sforim state, that when Adam Godel is nifter, the koiches are around. It's time to grab. And v'zorach Hashemesh v'bo Hashemesh. This is what Rishonim explained. B'shas the shkias Hashemesh is the shas zrichas Hashemesh. This is the time that a person could connect, that a person could get the milas, the koyches for the Adam Godel that will be belong to him. A person could suck in, could catch into it, could become a chelik of it. This is the hours. These are the hours that a person could do it. These are the hours of the person. What a person has to do in these hours. Someone will tell everyone here, you know, it's not good a hesped, you could hear for 5 hours stories, you know, with the Gantz and Nigen, with the Gantz, of Rabbi Yashiv, everyone will go. Make a huge place, the whole place will be full. I'll tell you, what you have to do is now, to chab the asmode, to connect to the asmode from Rabbi Yashiv. This is the way to be machshivit and to connect it. You're right, it saves man. Fakelt. By him, this was no hefsek. Was no in between. Was no hefsoke. Was ratzifes, ratzifes, ratzifes. Teire and teire and teire and teire and teire. And this was the symbol, this was Rabbi Yashiv. This was the God Lador that we had. It's a schu she'en kedug moso. we want to hold on to it, if we want to connect to it, if we want to feel a part of it, now is the time. But as manim is coming, this end is man. A person takes on himself, even though it's hard. Rabbi Eliashiv was sick. He came back from the hospital. Again, 2 o'clock by night to wake up. Who could learn tonight from 2 till 6 o'clock in the morning? Who? We want to be like him. We hopefully, some way we'll get there. We don't know how exactly, yeah? It's not about, we'll be there. The way is not so close. This is the way. This is the way. This is the connection. This is this man. Tzavoito. Aber es mizumen lechayoy lo mabo. Es mizumen lechayoy lo mabo. This is the time to catch. The Avelis in Beis HaMikdosh is the Zelda Zach. You know, comes this man of the Avelis in Beis HaMikdosh. It's no time to go into it now. Also, we're far away. It's hard for us to connect. It's hard, we're in a generation that it's hard to connect. It's hard to connect. Everyone's masking to cry in Beis HaMikdosh. You heard America the show, Chofetz Chaim Zachon to make the Olam, to feel sad, what's going on? There's a door that if you open the kinnis, nothing happens, yeah? It's leider, leider it's our door. But what, we have to work on it. We're not allowed to let it happen. If a person will feel, at least during the Shiva, to mechazek himself, with asmode she'en kedugmoso, with asmode she'en kedugmoso, he will zeiche to have shaykhus. I said, it's a horror from our generation, is alamol, it's poshta zeh. Speaking of the people that are sitting here, yeah? People that went back home, nebach. Or what are the people that are sitting here? What is the yitzahor? The people that went back home, say that. The yitzahor is to have an early ben azmanim, you know, a longer ben azmanim, yeah? The whole year they're waiting for the ben azmanim, yeah? Say that, nebachs. But the yitzahor for the bnei teire, from the choshev guys is, no, and if I will learn what? I will learn what will happen, what will come out of me. No chasho, no chasho, no chasho. What will come out of me? What will come out of me? Listen, doesn't believe. Eliashiv was born over 100 years ago in Russia. He was a kid that was born after 18 years to his parents, a Ben Yochid. Gomish came to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in Meshorim, went to the first Bachurim, went out of the Shtibla, on the side of Gomish. But he learned day and night. And he did everything wrong to become where he became. He was in the Rabbanut in the beginning. Everything. Every wrong step. But if a person learns day and night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. But our problem is, we almost learn day and night. As a week you could learn like Rabbi Eliashiv. A week? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? He was 50, he was 60, he was 70. Took time. Teire mechazer as alachsan yeshiva. Became boir sud shein ma'abed tipo. His psalki went all over the world. What he said, everyone did. And it was no time to speak to him. It was no time. He got and he explained himself. Oh, gomish. This, we were zeiche. You want that this schir will stay for you for Davis. Not just was a Levaya and I was there, B'shalom al Yisrael. So hold on. At the Mechazik, the Kvi is doing this Ben Azmanim. If every Ben Azmanim, a person learns 1 hour, to learn 2 hours. Just the Mechazik. I'm telling you, it's you Zeiche from the Hefker. Don't wake up after Merve Esrim. And they'll show you, Rabbi Eliashiv was Nifter, you'll see this mountain of Atzlocha and Ruchnias, you'll see so much people got pieces of the cake, and you're left with nothing. You know when they give out sometimes, and you're left with nothing, you feel very bad? And Shemayim, this one will happen. Now is a mountain of giving out. A mountain. Chaparayim. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll be Zeiche, and you'll be a Meditziyosha for everyone, Bichlal, and Bifrat, the people that are Mechazik, and the Seilu Nishmosai, I'm sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sos v'sumeach b'boyel of nefesh, noki v'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for this neshama. Ben Hashem will be zeichet misale nuchnis b'siyata nishma.